the recent killing of three people with ties to the U.S. consulate in Juarez, Mexico, and the shooting death of a popular rancher on his property in Arizona are increasing the anger over drug-related violence on both sides of the U.S.-Mexican border. The Mexican government says more than 22,000 people have been killed in Mexico since a U.S.-backed crackdown on cartels began 3 years ago. Larry Deaver is the sheriff of Cochise County, Arizona, and is leading the investigation into the killing of rancher Rob Krentz. He says authorities suspect people working for drug cartels.
The bad guys keep coming. And no matter whether the apprehension rates rise or fall, the numbers of criminal aliens rise. And that, sir, gentlemen, is the threat to our homeland security in this country.
The increased violence is spilling over into many U.S. border towns, including Nogales, Arizona.
Gentlemen, Nogales needs your help.
Mayor Octavio Garcia von Borstel told U.S. lawmakers that three ports of entry in his city must process more than 15 million people a year and inspect some 3 million incoming cars. But he says federal inspections of all southbound vehicles are impeding the rightful free movement of tens of thousands.
Unanticipated consequence is that people are now crossing less frequently and have to wait 1 to 2 hours coming in and out from our ports of entry.
A source of anger for many lawmakers at the hearing was a U.S. government contract for a so-called virtual fence monitoring system along the nearly 3,200-kilometer U.S.-Mexico border. The program has cost more than $700 million so far, but has only been tested over a 37-kilometer section. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has halted work on the project. Senator Joe Lieberman is chairman of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee.
By any measure, SBINet has been a failure, a classic example of a program that was grossly oversold and has been badly underdelivered.
Senator Roland Burris also blasted the program and the U.S. government's contract with Boeing for the work during this exchange with Customs and Border Protection Agency Commissioner Alan Burson.
Taxpayers do not have unlimited pockets for Boeing or any other company.
I understand your frustration and anger, Senator.
Senators John McCain and John Kyle of Arizona announced a plan to step up border security, including a request for 3,000 National Guard troops along the Arizona-Mexico border. Robert Raffel, VOA News.
Violence has increased. Those crossing the border illegally are increasingly armed.